Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional. They're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.
Come with me to a shack of mystery to pick conspiracies of curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Welcome back to the shack.
Okay.
And I'm Wilbur. And it's another beautiful day in the shack. You know, the sun's shining. It's finally shining on this, on God's country. That's what I'm going to call it. Any land that touches the shack is God's country. It's blessed earth. The whole earth's blessed. That's the view of the shack, anyways. You got to view things through the film of, or through the lens of, positivity. It's a great place we live in Shack World. Shack life. Welcome back to the Shack. You know, I think DW could also stand for dreams and wonder.
You know, it also stands for Direwolf.
Yeah, no, we ain't a fake show. This is the real deal. This is DW, not Direwolf. Why do you want to upset me? Huh?
What are we talking about today?
Check that out.
Did you just make that?
It was made last night. Dreams and wonder. It made me laugh.
I like it. I'll make it a t-shirt. Right. Oh, by the way, if you guys want, go to cryptozacorn.com, and if you go into their shop, there's actually 2 DW t-shirts in there.
Those guys are nice enough to let us piggyback off their shop, so we're going to do it for the time being.
There's us as Squidbillies. And then there is Quail driving a killdozer going to his local government to have a talk.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that needs to be done.
Just a professional talk.
Ah, yes. Ah, so DW, Shaq time. What are we talking about in the Shaq today?
So, basically, I seen a lot of controversy over what humans are designed to eat.
Ah, okay.
So I have everything here from like a little bit about the food pyramid and how it's changed.
the food pyramid's a lie.
It 100% is, but hold on to that.
The one we were taught in school.
They still are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It is different, but it's not better.
I can still picture the one. Like, I know it. I remember it very distinctly from school.
Mm-hmm.
And now, knowing what I know now, I cannot believe it that they're putting that in schools and indoctrinating children to think that way. Go on.
Oh, I just, so what maybe our more primitive ancestors were eating, maybe what we're going to talk about, maybe what, how to word this, cultures that live closer to the source of food are eating.
Okay.
You know, because here in the U.S.
Do you mean closer to the equator?
No.
Oh.
Closer to the equator.
I just figured there's more food the closer there is, you get closer to the equator.
I mean that most of these people are either raising or directly foraging their own food sources.
Ah, okay.
The majority of their food is either hand-picked or hand-grown.
Okay.
So what they eat versus what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thoughts?
I the movie Overboard popped my head when... you ever seen that movie? I know I talk about it a lot. Best movie of all time. Kurt Russell, best actor of all time. And Goldie Hawn is up there for actresses. Good people. I like them. Movie Overboard. There's a part where he brings her home. He forces her, basically. She has to cook the dinner for him and his family.
I feel like I've seen this movie just because of how many times I've heard it explained.
And there's a part where she's in the kitchen. And he basically gives her a whole chicken carcass. And she doesn't know what to do with it. She's just shoving it into a pot with and trying to fit the lid over it. It's still got its feet on it. It's still got the head on it. She don't know what she's doing.
It's got feathers?
No. Okay. It doesn't have the feathers anymore, but it's like the... So she's trying to... He's like, come on, honey. He's like, I hunt it. You cook it. And she turns and looks at him and goes, you shot a chicken? He's like, ah, you're like, whatever. Come on.
I hunt it. You cook it. Shot a chicken.
You shot a chicken?
Red Indian jungle fowl.
Yeah. That's... I don't know why I thought of that right there, but... you said... hand-picking or growing your own food, and I was like, or hunting, and then
you shot a chicken?
Like, it's a little throwaway line in that movie, but it's just, that's why it makes that movie so...
It's my favorite line in that movie.
That's fantastic. It's a good one to have.
I've never seen the movie, so...
Another one of my favorite lines from that movie is, I think I just ate a bug!
Hey, we're talking about eating bugs.
He put her in the back of a pickup truck and drove her home. That... he wouldn't even let her ride in the cab of the truck with him. He let his dogs ride up there, made her ride in the back. And he told her, huh, you just better keep your mouth closed back there.
All right, so what do you know about human diet?
Modern?
Yeah, just, it's kind of, that's a hard line to cross.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're kind of, as people in Western culture right now, we are kind of in a weird crossroads.
I'm glad you said Western culture.
Yeah, I mean, yes, Western culture specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in a weird crossroads because we are basically self-modifying our biology through generations.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we have been eating 300 years ago and what we're eating now? What we should have been eating 1,000 years ago? You know, what do you think humans are designed to eat in general? Let's start with there before we go.
We're probably designed to eat what we were eating, you know, 3,000 years ago. So whatever that was.
You work for Colossus Social Media?
No. I'm just saying, as time has moved on, I think we've moved, especially when it comes to industrialization and basically industrialization, I'd say that.
No, I mean, there's a big thing with that.
Yeah. It's changed from... the perception of what we need has changed.
There is a high correlation, which we're going to talk about teeth first. Human teeth.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a high correlation between the invention of grain mills,
mm-hmm,
and problems with wisdom teeth impaction.
Ah, okay. Interesting. What, from just chewing?
Yeah, so, I mean, do you want to get into it now?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, all right,
so human teeth. Let's talk about that. Because I see this argument, and I'm not saying anything about anybody's life choices. I do not care if you're vegan. I don't care if you're vegetarian. I don't care if you're vegetarian. I have family. I was personally vegetarian for about 7 years.
Nerd. I don't know why that's a nerd thing. It's just funny to say.
And then my aunt is still a lifelong vegetarian. She has had fish a couple times. Mm-hmm. The only time she will eat fish is if I caught it and cleaned it.
Mm, okay.
And that, for whatever reason to her, that's just a much more respectful thing. She doesn't mind fishing or she didn't mind hunting or anything like that. But just to her choice,
yeah,
she doesn't like those kind of, she didn't like meat. But she's probably the 4 or 5 times she's had it in 20 years, it's ever been fish I've caught.
Nice.
And same with my friends down the road. So so when we talk about this, I don't care. Everybody has their own, whether it's medical reasons, whether it's beliefs or, you know, cruelty in modern agriculture, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your choices are your choices. I'm not here to question that. We're just talking about biology.
Right. You have free will to eat as you wish.
Yes.
And we both agree that you should exercise your free will. You have the right to.
So a thing I've seen, I don't even know what to call it. Like the vegan teacher, is that her name on social?
I don't know.
The skinny, scary lady that yells at people.
I don't know. Anyways, if anyone like that is on my social media, I would.
I have her on social media because I find it very entertaining.
Oh, okay.
But she just says a lot of stuff, right? About how humans aren't designed to eat meat and all this stuff. So let's talk about one thing I see talked about a lot is our teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were omnivores or carnivores, if in the, you know, there are some of the extremist views are that why are our teeth shaped like, technically it'd be fruitivores, is the closest resemblance to our teeth.
Okay.
Like chimpanzees.
Okay.
You know, in orangutans and gorillas to an extent. And we'll come back to all of those primates here in a second. So why are our teeth shaped like that? Why do we have, you know, cutting teeth in the front? Our canines are reduced. We have big grinding teeth, our molars.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we never killed with our teeth, right? So the animals that they always compare it to, wolves, big cats.
Kill with their teeth.
Crocodiles. They grab and hold and murder with their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We never did that.
No.
Since we were either scavenging carcasses, prey bullying, which is like what giant ground sloths and those kind of animals used to do. Just,
yeah.
We were big, like a pack of humans, a group of humans coming up on a carcass was very scary to like a dire bear or something like that. You know, and they'd move off a carcass just because they knew 15 people are not, it's not worth the trouble.
Right.
To get poked with sticks 100 times.
Yeah.
Trying to defend this carcass. I'll just come back when they're done. And a lot of modern day animals do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just carcass bully. So that's one big prominent thing is that I just wanted to say that because I just see that posted all the time on like the hardcore, like if you were eating meat, you're going to hell kind of things.
Gosh, yeah. There was someone on social media once that I went to high school with. I thought we were pretty good friends. She made this huge post about someone shooting a deer and posting it on social media. Like it was this big problem.
I never shot a deer.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of deer every year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people do around here because guess what? They're overpopulated.
Well, we don't got no wolves.
They're extremely terrible. You know what we need to bring back?
Huh? A dire wolf.
Yeah.
Lower the deer population.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe let's go bring back a dire wolf. How about just a very modified gray wolf?
That sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds much better. But we'll call it a dire wolf because it's better for marketing.
It's better.
And that's what the CIA told us to do.
So, okay. I already mentioned the one thing. Wisdom teeth. Do you have your wisdom teeth out?
I do not. I still have mine.
Do you?
Yep.
I think you showed me the other day.
Yeah, they pop up and down. Like,
but they are sideways, right?
My bottom ones are not sideways. They're like growing at a 45.
Okay.
But my top ones are straight up and down.
Your top ones came in right.
Yeah.
Are your bottom ones ever bothering you? Do they cause teeth pressure?
No.
Mine were, and I had to get mine out.
Yeah. I mean, no. The dentist did tell me, like, 15 years ago, you're going to, 15 years ago, yeah, at least, you're going to have those removed. You're going to need those removed. They're going to ruin all your other teeth. We'll schedule a surgery next week for you. No, I'm glad I didn't because, hey, wait, My teeth are fine. People, it's like they were extracting money out of me.
Some people never have an issue with it.
Yeah.
Some people go a long time without issue.
Yeah.
Lisa, she's getting hers removed very soon because the last like year and a half.
Oh, no.
They've been in constant pain.
Yeah.
And inflamed.
Mm-hmm. And the older you are when you have them removed, the more difficult the worse the healing process is. It sucks worse.
But because...
thoughts and prayers for Lisa.
Because Lisa's never came in until they were like later.
Yeah.
And they never bothered her up until like the last 2 years. And then the last 6 months, it's been
worse
and worse.
And mine never...
Some people's, like I said...
Only expose a little bit of mine.
Some people's never come fully out.
Yeah.
Some people's just, they come right in like they're supposed to.
Mm.
So there's... Why is that? Why do you think it's all over the board?
I mean, it's got to be something with genetics at this point.
Yeah, so it's not technically truly vestigial yet. And it's not functional.
What's vestigial?
Vestigial means an organ or a piece of your body that you still have that has no practical use.
Like your appendix?
Which, that's not true either.
Yeah.
That's what they told you forever.
Yep, they did.
Your appendix does do things. We just didn't know what it does.
What's it do?
I know it's, okay, it's bile production, enzymes, and it's a part of your lymphatic and immune system.
Huh. I wonder if that's what has caused some of my gut issues.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they do.
Mm.
But it will kill you.
Yeah, I had to have it out. I was going to die.
No, it will. It will, and it kills people. Like when your appendix burst or whatever, or your appendix is close to bursting.
That's what mine was doing, yeah.
It will kill you.
Yeah. Wonder what I did to get it infected.
I think it's just, it's like a gut fighter.
It's probably the processed food diet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm sure that's what it was.
So it's dealing directly with a lot of stuff going through your gut.
Mm-hmm. And I still am. I'm a garbage disposal. I'll eat.
I've seen it.
I'll eat just about anything sometimes.
I feed you.
And a lot of it, too.
You don't even care what it is half the time.
Usually I don't.
I put cat poop in it sometimes and you're still like, this is good.
As long as it tastes good. It's good. It's got flavor. I'll eat it. It's got sauce. Yeah, it's a little salt on it and it's fine. Salt, pepper, and you know what it needs? Flavors of the forest. If it has flavors of the forest on it, I'm going to eat it. Because flavors of the forest makes everything taste better. It's just freeze-dried garlic. It's the perfect addition to everything that I eat, excluding sweets and things like that. But you know what? A little garlic goes a long way on some sweets sometimes.
Next time you eat chocolate, I'm putting garlic on it for you.
I'll eat it.
I kind of want to try it.
It's probably good.
A little tiny bit on a Reese cup may be pretty good.
It might be, especially
peanut butter is one of those weird flavors.
The lion's mane flavors of the forest on a Reese's cup.
Anyways,
that's worth a try.
So what? It's not quite vestigial, like you said. Like you said, you know, it came in on your jaw.
Yeah,
halfway on one, but fully normal on another. Your upper jaw is normal.
Yeah,
your lower jaw.
They still never. My upper ones, they're growing. They're in the right position. They never dropped like down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. This is like our pinky toes, right? If you look back to human foot morphology,
mm-hmm.
in the last 1,000 years, let's say, we've reduced the shape of our feet dramatically.
Yes.
And we've reduced the pinky toe size dramatically.
Yes.
And it's not, the pinky toe would probably classify as a vestigial appendage now.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. But 150 years ago, if you lost your pinky toe, you had trouble walking.
Yeah.
It was still 150 years ago, you know, 3-4 generations, it was still being used as balance.
Now all of our shoes correct all that.
Yeah, it crushes them in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try to put no shoes on the kids as long as possible.
I would,
obviously, if it's snow or something like that, that's
different.
You know.
That's different. That's keeping their feet warm.
Yeah.
That's not helping them walk.
No, I tell grandparents and stuff like that. I just let them go play. Like if the one was playing in the yard all day the last 3 days with no shoes... And barely any clothes on because he's learned how to undress.
Yeah, she's very good at it.
Fast.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, and he can move. If you keep your eye off of him for a second, he's gone.
He will be naked and gone.
And covered in something.
Gosh, poop was today.
I'm sure if you haven't seen it, you can go and like Google, I don't know, uncontacted tribe or indigenous tribe. Like a drone photo of, you can see people who have not worn shoes.
They look like big feet.
Their feet are a lot bigger and splayed their toes are splayed out like our fingers.
Yeah.
Like when you spread your fingers out.
Not as dramatic.
I mean, they're shorter. So I think they are. Like imagine you do this and you spread your fingers out.
But it's the same thing. Your big toe is not like your thumb.
No. Not like your thumb. No. Yeah. No, your toes are still in the same position.
So when you say hands, though, people think like...
I mean, they're
like a chimp.
They're spread like your fingers spread out.
Oh, is what I mean. I meant one of my points. So with the teeth.
Yes.
Chimps, gorillas, and orangutans?
Yeah.
They have the similar teeth, and they're like, look at those herbivores, right?
Right.
They are not.
No, they eat meat.
They are omnivores. Gorillas in that list are about the chillest.
Yeah.
Which is scary to say.
But orangutans, yeah, those
they love fish.
Yeah.
They love little reptiles. I've seen them. I don't know about eating other primates. It's kind of a rare thing. I've seen them murder other primates with their teeth, though. Mm-hmm. Like, just crush them and chew on them. Chimps and bonobos love eating all kinds of little meat.
Like, yeah.
Whether it's bush babies, small primates,
bush
snakes.
Babies?
It's a little primate lives in trees. They call them bush babies.
Okay.
They literally look like a Cabbage Patch doll that lives in the holes in the trees.
That's the first one you pull out?
Because one of their favorite things is eating bush babies.
Okay. It's just fun. an animal I've never heard of, I know.
It literally looks like a little kid's toy
God.
Of an animal with these huge eyes.
Yeah. Like a Furby.
Yeah. But they pull them out of these holes in the trees and just shove them in their mouth and start eating them while they're alive.
Oh, poor guys.
And they just scream and they wiggle.
Oh, man.
Just saying. These animals that a lot of these people point out thus have as fruitivores.
They're eating
plenty. They eat plenty of meat.
Screaming little baby animals. Bush babies.
Bush babies are adults.
Yeah, I you know what I meant.
But yeah, that was one point. So back to the wisdom teeth. There's a correlation, and a bunch of people have suggested that jaw size directly shrank after heavy milled grains.
I believe that.
And other similar foods like that.
I believe that.
When we started processing, I'm not talking about like today's processed food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean like more, I guess, more natural processing. Stone, you know, whatever. Not like, you know, the giant mills we have today. But when we started milling grains, we started processing foods, making them easier to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, so easier to eat and easier to digest.
Mm.
So our gut got much more relaxed. And that could be why the appendix is the size it is today. Or it's not useless, but maybe it's much smaller because we're not eating, let's say, raw meats.
It's much less needed.
Yes. It's not. So that's why you can live your life without it.
Without it, yeah.
It's not as good as, you know, having it, but you can get by.
Hmm.
And then that may be where your wisdom teeth come in, because the direct shrinking of the human jaw and the human head.
There's no more room left
There's no more room, but you're still trying to grow those sets of teeth. And now we are entering the generation where people are being born completely without them.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I did know that 1 in 31 kids are born with autism now.
It's not funny.
It's not.
But it's just that's not what we're talking about right this second.
It's just another trait that kids are being born with that's changing.
Maybe we'll do autism.
So maybe the human genome is changing directly from our food.
Oh, I'm wearing my autism shirt.
Yeah, you are. Says undiagnosed, but something ain't right. That's pretty funny.
A touch of the tism.
Yeah. I think we all got Lisa's, it now.
Lisa's brother has that shirt.
Yeah.
A touch of the tism.
Oh, okay. Well, he does. He has it.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
No, he does. You've met him.
Was that the one I shared the bed with?
No.
Okay. Yeah. That's another story for another day.
No. He definitely has a touch of the tism.
Cabin sleeps 4. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to know more, you probably already know, or just ask.
So, yeah, what do you think of the teeth now?
That makes a lot of sense, because we don't kill. Obviously, they don't kill with their teeth. The orangutans, but primates just, and things like that.
They just bash them into a rock or, you know,
just
hit
like
with a
we
stick.
Would do. Yeah. We would do the same thing, and we have the same teeth. Weird. Huh. And they eat meat, but we're not supposed to, according to that lady. Okay.
I mean, like I said, that's an extremist.
Yes, extremist. Yeah.
I've had plenty of friends that are both vegan and vegetarian.
Hmm?
And I always get the difference slightly off because I think vegetarians can have eggs and cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Vegans, no animal products at all. Yeah. We have a friend too. Or actually, I've never met her, but our friends from Crypto Corn are good friends with Ron Moorhead and his wife. And his wife was a vegetarian or vegan?
I think it was vegan.
I think she was a strict vegan until later in her life, till like now. I mean, she's in her 50s and she switched over to a carnivore diet, the complete other end. And she's a nutritionalist.
It's because she walked past a Texas barbecue joint one time.
No,
never went back.
She just, that'd be a better story. I think she said, she told me, I don't know, did she tell you that whole story or no? Do you remember that, Daniel, when she... shared that with us. We were there. We were hanging out. She didn't know we were listening, but we were. I'm actually asking, though. Were you there or no?
I don't remember this.
Okay, you don't remember. Actually, no, you were not there because you couldn't come on that trip. So I was there. She told me that. So you didn't know this. This is news to you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so she used to be a strict vegan, and she had recently, this is in the past year, has switched over to a carnivore diet, and she said she's never felt better. But she's a nutritionalist. That was her job. She used to train other people or teach other people how to or what to eat, proper diet for your body type. And then she was starting to have all these problems. And so she was looking at through her diet, you know, what she can do to correct it. And the thing she kept landing on the most was switching to a carnivore diet. So she did it. And she said within the month, all the problems she was dealing with went away.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features. Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
So there is a lot of benefits to the carnivore diet. There's benefits to any diet. That what depends on what your goal is. Right.
I'm not advocating for just you should be on a carnivore diet. No, what I'm advocating for is there's benefits to eating meat. And if you're
sure.
A lot of benefits. I think we do need it.
Yeah, no. So okay. Ready to continue?
Yeah.
So we are technically omnivores.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gut. It's kind of designed for anything. It's not too great at breaking down any one thing. So let's talk about like lions and cows. So if you have a obligate carnivore, so a lion doesn't eat anything but meat. Maybe rare exceptions like wolves are obligate carnivores, but every once in a while they eat blueberries.
Mm.
They're just because it's a high sugar content.
They're good.
Yeah, they're tasty.
They taste good.
But an obligate carnivore, you know, their gut is very different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
And an obligate herbivore, whether it's an elephant or a cow. So cows accomplish this by having multiple chambered stomachs. So they're called ruminants. They actually break. So they have gut bacteria that ferments the grass they're eating.
Mm.
And then they feed off of the byproducts of those gut bacteria.
Mm.
So they're not even technically, it's a, you know, processed before they even get it.
Wow, cool.
So there's primates that do that, like the proboscis monkey.
Yes, I know.
Nine-chambered stomachs. One of the few more strictly herbivorous primates.
Okay.
And they have giant pot bellies.
Like the people, never mind. Yeah. That was a different reason they have pot bellies. That's from starvation.
Yeah, it's from intestinal parasites.
Yeah, very different.
But in elephants, you don't have a chambered stomach like cows. They have a massive stomach. And they even go bigger, like sauropods, you know, sauropod dinosaurs, where they just had these giant, basically, cauldrons because they were fermenting tons of food with gizzard stones in them. So they're using the stones to break down the plant fibers.
Just like chickens now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which chickens are not herbivores.
No, not at all.
They are omnivores, technically.
Yeah.
But I've seen a chicken swallow mice alive.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them, but people always are surprised by that.
Eat other chickens. They'll eat worms.
No, they'll eat each other.
They'll eat bugs. They'll definitely eat each other, especially ones injured.
So humans kind of have this mix, like this middle gut, where we're not really good at digesting plant matter.
Where guts are the jack of all trades, master of none.
But that's only part of the quote. Jack of all trades, master of none. But better to know many than to only know one.
Oh, okay.
Because it's always the opposite. It's the same thing, like blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
There's the rest of that. There's more to that quote.
There is?
Yes, that's the opposite.
Oh.
Basically saying the people you choose and choose to be around you are, anyway, it's just all over the place today.
That's what Shaq's life's about.
So let's talk about the modern food pyramid. So like, where our gut is not good at digesting plants.
Okay.
And it was not great at digesting raw meat.
Okay.
Cooked meat is completely different. So most carnivores don't eat meat until it's starting to rot or maybe ferment a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's very hard to digest. It takes a lot of energy to break down.
Mm-hmm.
When you cook it, you unlock the full caloric value of that meat.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, meat, as in muscle tissue, is instantly much more valuable than organ meat. Gotcha. As far as the whole. But like liver and stuff like that is much more nutritious. It's easier to get because it's the other animal storage of stuff. So it's already it's already processed.
Gotcha.
It's already ready to go. So when we were eating like raw stuff, you know, we were eating liver and nobody was really eating meat. When we started cooking meat, or meat was starting to be cooked, that unlocked a whole bunch more calories.
And it broke it down faster.
Yeah. So that's, our gut has a much easier time. So you know what the modern food pyramid is? Let me zoom in.
I remember the one I went to school and learned, and they taught us that lie. I remember that deception.
And it's changed a little bit. It's always interesting to me because it's wrong. It's very wrong.
I remember at the bottom of the old one, grains and like wheats and all that was at the bottom.
So that's moved
cereal
up.
Cereal.
That's moved up. Now it's vegetables, salad, and fruit.
That's the big one at the bottom?
Yes. You're supposed to eat 5 to 7 servings of that a day.
Okay.
That's according to them.
Okay.
Grains are supposed to have 3 to 5, up to 7 servings a day.
So the same as vegetables?
Kind of. Dairy, yogurt, and cheese. Only maximum of 3 servings a day.
Hmm.
Meat, poultry, fish, eggs, beans, and nuts. Maximum of 2 servings a day.
Oh, wow.
Fats, spreads, and oils, which they do not separate processed.
No.
And animal, like butter, right. or
lard?
Tallow.
Or tallow, yeah. Beef tallow. Mm.
Very little amounts. And it literally says, use as little as possible.
Wow. Now, they're right when it comes to processed ones. But beef fat, you need that. It's good for your body. You need that. You can't, or like protein poisoning. You can't eat just rabbit.
Or you can
meat.
You'll get protein poisoning fast.
You can't eat rabbit meat because it's too lean. It's all lean muscle. There's no fat to it, so you'll get sick.
So, fruits, drinks high in fat, sugar, and salt. Not every day. Most people consume snacks in high fat, sugar, or salt. Sugar sweetened drinks up to 6 times a day. There is no recommended serving for the top shelf foods in these. Hmm. You shouldn't eat them at all.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
So it's completely wrong. South Park did an episode on this, and you know what they did? They just turned the food pyramid upside down.
And then that was right again?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
So they're like, tell Mr. Because in South Park, if you ate too much gluten from wheat, your penis would explode off you and fly around the room.
So ridiculous.
So. The end of it was call the president. Tell him to have some potatoes and butter with his steak tonight.
So his penis don't fly off?
Mm-hmm.
Or so it does?
No, so it doesn't.
Okay. With gluten, the whole gluten allergy, how that's like a newer modern thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all based off of the chemicals we're spraying our wheat with.
Oh, sure.
That's what I think that's based off of.
I think it also could be a lot of the genetic modification that we're doing to the plants.
Sure.
Yeah. Without the chemicals, that they're just...
Well, they're GMOing them to spray chemicals on
Yes.
them.
Yes. You know, chicken or the egg thing.
Right, yeah.
Is it the actual plant producing, or is it the stuff they're spraying on it causing right. the... I don't know.
I don't know either, but either way, it's not natural. It's not normal.
No,
because so, in other countries, you know, they regulate that stuff. They don't allow you to spray their fields with harsh chemicals like glyphosate.
Because in the UK, like... 33,000 chemicals are banned or something like that.
Oh, a lot. In a lot of countries.
USDA only has like 7
yeah.
banned.
And that's almost all of Europe is like that. Not just UK. But Italy in particular has those bans on
So if you buy pasta made in Italy, imported here, I've done it. You don't feel like after you eat it, you don't feel like that sickly, bloated feeling after eating pasta. Like, you don't feel that at all. You actually feel energetic. It's weird.
Did I tell you I'm getting a tabletop grain mill?
Nice.
Because me and Lisa really enjoy making bread.
Yeah, so you want to make your own
flour. We've made our own pasta several times.
Oh, nice.
And it's really good.
It is very good.
Last time I made chicken noodle soup,
yeah,
it was one of our chickens, and we homemade the noodles out of eggs.
Their own eggs. That's what the shack life's all about. That's shack living. If you need, we need to adopt this lifestyle. Adopt the shack lifestyle. The shack isn't just a show. It's a way of life.
It is.
We're cultivating a new way of life here at the shack.
So I've seen all kinds of conspiracy theories why they design our food system the way they do. So there's everything, and that's a big thing. That's a big statement from modern humans. Whether it's control to save the dollar to all this stuff, I've seen that they're making us dumber.
Yes.
So there was a neuroscientist that was talking about, now I can't remember the names of this stuff, probably because I've eaten too much spreadable oils.
Yeah, and drank too much fluoridated water.
I don't think I ever drank, I rarely drink fluoridated water, but I do drink about an ungodly amount of Dr. Pepper.
You do drink a lot of Dr. Pepper. That's all right. One thing at a time, the change. But hey, as long as you identify it, anyways, that's the beginning.
Talking about what gray matter is made out of.
Okay.
It's basically lipid fats.
Yeah.
So the same stuff like they're telling us to stop eating. And cholesterol. So what's a high level cholesterol now? Do you know?
No idea.
It's like 120 something.
I feel like, because I think cholesterol is fine. I don't think cholesterol is bad.
Anything, you know, and too much is bad.
Right, right.
But I think it was 50 or 60 years ago. Cholesterol, healthy men, adult men's cholesterol was supposed to be between 3 and 350.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, it's got to be 125.
Wow.
Huh. Wait, so is that the advancement of modern medicine, or is that them, you know,
no,
scrutinizing you?
Or is the cholesterol like that you're accumulating different than it used to be? Is it not as healthy because the food we're eating? You know,
it could be all of it.
Yeah.
So there's this whole thought that they are purposely controlling. So do you know how one of the major things of how to make a cult, right?
Okay.
Is foods.
Okay.
So every successful, and I use that term loosely, every successful cult. The leader got one of the main things the leaders always get right. It's starving without starving the cult people, the people inside the cult.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of potatoes, a lot of that stuff, very little meat. And after a couple months of that diet, it's almost impossible for anybody to leave because you are using and working them hard, right? Doing manual labor and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is using all of its processing power, all of its energy, but it's not getting a lot of. To just do the work. So you're not thinking about how bad this is. You're not thinking about running home. You're not thinking about getting away.
Kind of like if you're in a 9-to-5 job, you know, 6 out of the 7 days of the week, and you don't have enough time to really take care of things at home, take care of things in your personal life, or take care of things in general, because you're constantly working very hard every day. And then you get processed food when you get home that is just garbage for your mind and your body.
So,
and then, oh, crap, now there's only barely enough time to sleep. And then, oh, I wake up early before I get a full amount of sleep, and then I got to do it all over again.
Yeah, at least I only had 7 hours between a shift the other day, which is illegal.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
At least in this state.
That's not how humans should be living their life. I'm all for hard work and whatnot. But forced work, the fact that we
work or die,
work or
be homeless.
Yeah, work or be homeless. And don't get sick. Don't get sick, because if you get sick, well, shoot, your medical bills just wiped out all the money you accumulated all your entire life. And
instantly
you got sick once, and now there goes everything, because we have a great healthcare system set up to help people.
It is a healthcare system.
It exists.
It is great
huh?
if you own an insurance network or a hospital.
Or $1 billion. Or just money in general. You just have a lot of money.
You have your own hospital.
Yeah, you're fine. Oh, you get better doctors and better care and better medicine. Oh, that's weird. That's odd how that works. Yeah, but you're poor.
So, and then the other one, one of the ones I have seen put out here about the food system and kind of changing our diet. So 150 years ago, the biggest part of your meal, unless you were struggling or whatever, was always protein. Was always meat.
Highly dense, nutrient-packed food.
Yeah. I mean, chicken, beef, lamb, it didn't matter. It was almost always meat.
Mm-hmm.
Stews were like meat with a little bit of veggies in it.
Yeah.
And it's completely flopped now, and it's very starch-heavy. And I'm a starch lover. I love potatoes. I mean, I dip fries and mashed potatoes. It's not good for you, but I enjoy it.
Fries and mashed potatoes?
I dip them in it. Have not lived until you try.
No, I don't think it'll be a bad thing because you get like the both textures
it's
of the
potato.
It's
very good. It's very good. But it's addicting.
I'm not knocking it.
And that's how you get to be 300 pounds.
You're dipping fries and mashed potatoes. Do the mashed potatoes have gravy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I have to. I'm good. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Bad for you.
Yeah, well.
You can feel your heart rate slowing down.
That's a lot of starch.
So are they doing this? Are they putting all this poisons? Are they changing our food diet and all this to control?
Yes.
Are they, well, let me finish.
Sorry.
Jeez, Wilbur. Or are they doing it just to save a dollar?
Yes.
Like the processed canola oils, the processed seed oils.
I think it's both.
That they are literally extracting
mm-hmm.
every last ounce through any means necessary.
I think it started as mega, like, let's just call it big food, saving money. I think it started as that because it's more expensive to, like with the oils, just for example, it's way more expensive to process the cows and to get that beef tallow.
Tallow. I was like, it's the cow.
Yeah, to break down the cow,
I got you.
To extract the beef tallow, the fat off it, and then you have to go through the process of breaking it down and pack, you know, and then getting it to people at a shelf stable. That gets expensive. Very fast. Okay, well, if we're going to be serving millions of people, well, how does this oil work? And then, oh, okay. Well, it's got these side effects. Now, you know, we might have these side effects. Well, we made enough money off it. Here's a little money. Just let's hide this findings. Kick the can down the road. Kick the can around. You just do it long enough. We've been eating this stuff for 40 years. There's no problem. What are you guys talking about? It's just normal. But after a whole generation of people using those kind of foods, it's second nature. You don't know any better.
There's a whole
thing. The FDA's there to say it's good.
100%. There's a whole thing with lead too.
Yeah.
So one of the ships where like they started going crazy, they got stuck in the ice trying to find the North Pass. They went nuts and started killing and eating each other and stuff like that. And people were like, was it starvation? All that? Because it was like even a little extreme for some of those cases. Because they were stuck for like 4 years.
Yeah.
But they kind of were prepared for it. It was weird. Anyways. They found out that it was because in London at the time, they tried a new canning process that had a lead liner.
Oh.
So all of their canned goods were highly infested with lead.
Lead poisoning very fast.
And lead poisoning, before you die, you go nuts.
Mm.
And you get very violent.
Mm.
Depending on which person, you know, lead poisoning affects everybody slightly differently. But violence and anger is like a really big symptom.
You mean like... something you can consume can totally change your mind and mood and personality?
Yeah, so...
Huh. You think they wouldn't sneak that stuff into our food, would they?
No, they'd put it in your gas.
In your gas?
So there's a big theory. So do you know when gas, you know, all says unleaded now, right?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Does it add lead in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of it.
Hmm.
And then we were breathing it in right there. Every time a car drove past, you were getting tons and tons of lead. So if you look at the relationship between lead and serial killers, leaded gas and serial killers, the highest level of serial killers now, I believe, I may get dates slightly wrong, but we're like born up until like 1975 was when they were born.
Yeah.
Because 1975 is when they outlawed lead gas.
Interesting. Okay.
So the number of serial killers born, at least they got caught, dramatically decreased.
Hmm.
I think serial killers have always been a part of humans, but there was this huge number and it was highly associated with lead and gas.
Yeah.
because it was toxifying everybody. And like I said, lead toxicity, what are the signs? Not everybody obviously goes sadistic where they start eating people or, right, you know, they right, get right. those. But violence is a very common thing. Mental defects and stuff like that can occur as well. And you look at a lot of those serial killers, you know, there's kids do weird things. Kids,
sure.
you know, pull the wings off of grasshoppers and all that stuff.
Flies, yeah.
Yeah. That's normal-ish kid behavior.
Grasshoppers are gone now.
There's like 8 of them left.
Yeah, in like Norway.
I seen them.
Yeah.
They live in a little aquarium at the zoo.
Yeah, behind plated glass. And
with an oxygen purification system.
Yeah.
The DEET doesn't get them. No, so I don't know. I guess back to food and what humans are supposed to eat. There's paleo.
Paleo diet?
Yeah.
Which is?
Just primitive, like unprocessed grains, meat, and that kind of stuff. That's a very simplification of it.
That's probably what we should be getting back to.
I don't know how I feel about grains, really, though.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't know. They exist. I don't know about modern grains, how different they are than...
Very.
So maybe we get back to the old grains.
You should ask your buddy. He's an ancient grain expert.
Oh, Flint?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has this vault of seeds. They're different back then. And that means history is what I say it is. Because I study seeds.
Yeah.
Things can't change that quickly over time. Even though they do, they can't. Because it debunks my theory.
Do you have any ideas, big ideas about cumin diet?
Yeah, it's horrible. The modern diet and modern propaganda of what we're taught our diet is, the food pyramid is the best example of it, is asinine. And it's because... the corporations that own a lot of our food supply chain, they just own it all. So they're not going to do things that are best for us. They're going to do things that make them money and using cheap ingredients and cheap things and processed food. It's not even real food anymore. A lot of the stuff we're eating isn't real food. You think a Twinkie's real? It's not. It's not. It's made. It's a processed thing. I love them. But that's the point. They're addicting. They want you addicted to their food. Food that they can make in a lab, make in a factory, and that they're probably eventually force people to work in anyways. They control that food because then now you have to pay for something they made. It's not something that just naturally grew in the ground that can naturally make you better, because they're all in cahoots together. The big food, the big pharma, the big government, the big everything. They're all owned by the same people. It's all the same people running it. It's a big circle jerk, and they just want you to rely on them. The big daddy government. They need you to live off the government, so then they can feed you their food, and then give you when their food makes you sick, they can give you their medicine to make you feel better. But it doesn't. It only makes you feel better. It doesn't actually make you healthier. You're just kicking the can down the road. Government denies, take long nights, you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie, we see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved, tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth.
truth, expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quill. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Shaq needs to tell you something important. And Wilbur thought here at the end that it seems like our government is trying to push this real ID thing. I don't know what it's all about. I don't know what it is, but you know what? I don't need a digital ID. You don't need a digital ID. In my opinion, this is just a form of control. The government's trying to control us again. If a Democrat our president did this, I think all of the Trump supporters would be up in arms resisting this. But since it's Trump doing it, they're fairly quiet for the most part from what I can see. And I think we need to, it doesn't matter who's in control, Democrats or Republicans, they're all bad. They're all bad. They don't care about you. And they both just want to push the same things. If one can't pass it, they're going to flip it to the other guy in the next term so he can pass it. And this is one of those things. They want a digital ID. They want digital currency. They want to control us. Don't let them. Resist and push back against this real ID thing. We don't need it. You don't need it to get on an airplane, but that's what they're going to make you do. They're preventing you from traveling. They're keeping you locked in to where you're at. They don't want you to move around and spread those silly things called thoughts and ideas. They don't want that. They want you to have a digital ID. They want to track you every second of every day. They want to listen to all your conversations, and they want to control your money flow. At the end of the day, they just want to control you. Resist them. Resist. You got to speak out against it.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.